Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Who are those girls? It's JK. Woo!
Aloha!
I was going to say, you look like you're on a tropical vacation over there.
I am so excited about my shirt. I'm not going to lie, your shirt is awful.
You think your shirt is great?
I think my shirt is like significantly better than your shirt.
I do. You would wear that out and stuff?
Okay, no, but I could see a moment in which this could be a thing if I like accessorized and stuff.
I would say that about mine.
Okay, you buttoned it up to your chin. Hello? Can we see a little bit of that?
Well, that's because I have a huge,
oh my
huge
God. Hole. Oh, that's the button that broke in the dryer. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, you're right. You did say, I was going to say he sold me something without a button.
No. He sold it with a button, whether it was fully on or not before the dryer, I'm unsure, but yeah.
If you guys are confused,
which I mean, welcome to the JK podcast, everybody's confused here.
We are wearing our sex cult shirts. Remember when Jesse was in Miami and we went to the sex cult and there was a guy selling t-shirts in a tent and we bought it? These are them.
Guys, I had a whole vision for this. I literally, as I was staring at those clothes, I go, how hilarious is this going to be? Me and Kathleen side by side on Joey's couch filming our Miami episode in our sex cult shirts. None of it happened. Now here we are like 5 weeks later and we're wearing our shirts for no reason.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't know how well you're going to see my shirt because there are some green bits in
me
here.
Me too. So I know. We're going to disappear, blending. Bitch.
I don't know. It's like blending. Like everybody thought that my freaking matcha last episode was milk. You think that I'm a serial killer just sitting here drinking milk? Because you guys couldn't see the green?
Bro, there never. Are full grown adults that drink a tall glass of milk like daily.
No, I don't believe it.
No, it's actually like that. If that is you, I just definitely encourage you to do some soul searching and ask yourself why you're drinking from a cow's teat every day. Like, is that necessary?
Yeah, like
you're still being breastfed.
Like whole milk?
That's crazy. Dude,
that is crazy. Almost as crazy as
have some oat
shirts.
Milk or something. Like, don't be a fucking barbarian. Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, have a little almond milk or something.
I mean, my good.
But I will say, like, if I was going for like an 80s something, like this shirt could work in some kind of like costume party capacity.
Maybe a costume party. It's just so like old lady-ish, I feel.
Oh, but you know, that's my aesthetic.
Yeah. No, it's not.
I love vieja.
No, you've been just like a tank top and with your tetas out. That's your vibe these days.
Oh, yeah. I don't have much fashion, but when I try, I do like a little bit like of an eclectic. That's why I picked this one.
Right.
You know, there were so many options.
Yeah, there actually were quite a few options. The one shirt I wanted, Benji did take it, but it actually smelled putrid. So that's fine with me.
The one that he immediately put on
and definitely took home like some bed bugs or something with him.
Yeah, full of garrapatas, that one.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, guys, welcome to our episode. I know you thought this was going to be an episode where we were going to be reading our old yearbooks, but you would be wrong if you thought that. Why would you even think that? Just because we told you? Come on.
Yeah. Why would you think that? Guys, I spiraled at least 3 times this morning.
I was completely asleep as she was spiraling. It was glorious.
I know. She texted me at 8 a.m. like, hey, let me know. Did you find your yearbook? Let me know what time we're filming, whatever. Because she texted me last night at 11 p.m. and I sent her this photo.
Yeah.
Don't mind the mess. So I recently moved from my house, you know, my house that I had with Danny and, you know, the divorce, and I've moved out and, you know, I sold the house. And so I packed up all my crap at my grandma's house. So that is like my childhood house with all my stuff in it. My yearbook is somewhere in there. I busted through all of those boxes. That's why it looks like a hurricane in that photo. I cannot find my yearbook to save my life, which I have them all in like this little sealed like bag, but it's my elementary yearbook, my middle school yearbooks, even my high school yearbook, like all of it is in one little pouch and I can't find it anywhere.
And you're sure you do have it?
I'm 100% sure because I even read some of it on my stories like a year and a half ago.
Oh, damn. Well, I was just going to say, like, maybe we just read my yearbook then because I don't know if you're going to find it. But if you have faith.
No, I'm going to find it.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm gonna find it
for that. Can't wait.
Yeah, there's like several things between like, you know, my mom's house, my dad's house. Like, I'm telling you, it's going to turn up.
Right.
Turn up, guys.
And I can't wait for that day. Just don't hold your breath, guys. Oh, it's coming.
No. Hold it. Just like everybody thought that I wasn't going to read smut to you on Patreon, and I did.
Yeah, that's a little bit easier, though, because all it required was you, like, having the, you know, the chutzpah to, like, just gather it. But it was there at your fingertips. This is not at your fingertips.
But don't worry, that just means it's like the anticipation. It's going to be great when we finally do that video.
Why does that matcha look like last week's matcha was just sitting on your counter, and now you're just finishing it?
Well, because I ordered it, like, 2 hours ago.
Is that from Maman?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Why don't you make your own matcha? Oh,
dude, this, I don't know if it's like new on their menu. It is their banana bread latte or banana bread matcha.
I love banana bread matcha.
Dude, this is the best one.
I get it from Starbucks, though.
Ew.
They have a banana cream cold foam that actually has bits of bananas in it. It's delicious.
Yeah, and it fucking sucks.
No, and the latte itself tastes like honeycomb cereal, and I really like it. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, you're so annoying.
Oh my God, this is so much better. It's so freaking good. Guys, we have a huge, que dice mi gente. We have so much to address in this episode because our last episode was like pre-recorded, so we didn't even have a que dice mi gente in that episode. We have so much to address.
So much. You guys aren't even ready for it.
Well, the first thing I want to address, of course, do you know?
No. Oh, the lasagna.
No. Oh my God, that was crazy. Let's talk about that first. You asked me, not in last episode, but the episode before, like, have I ever cooked for you? And I, like, so confidently said no. And everyone was like, did Kathleen forget Jesse's vegan lasagna? And guys,
it meant nothing to you. You literally just forgot.
What are you even talking about? What vegan lasagna? So once everybody was commenting and I went back and I saw, I'm like, oh, that's right. Jesse's vegan lasagna. But do I remember what it tastes like?
Beg and plead for that shit.
Isn't that crazy? I need to, like,
that's when you were fake vegan. So hear me out. Kathleen, what?
I was not fake vegan.
You would say that you were vegan and then you would hide the fact that you would eat chicken nuggets.
Are you out of your mind?
Remember? Because you said Gabby Alamar was going to get mad at you.
Yes. That happened one time at a party where Gabby's husband, Jordan, walked in the kitchen and I was eating chicken empanadas. And I said, don't tell Gabby, but only because I was vegan at the time and I was drunk and that was like the first time I had chicken in a long time. But then after that, the jig was up and I just kept eating chicken. I didn't like fake eating chicken nuggets.
Vegan. I feel like you were absolutely, it was like not stolen valor.
No, you're confusing it. I was vegan for like a whole fucking year. I swear on Porter, you're confusing it when I used to say I was raw till 4 and I didn't know what that meant.
Bro, me and Joey always crack the fuck up because my friend Leslie, she lived with us in LA
and she was vegan. Did I ever say this story?
I don't think so. She was trying to be vegan for a month. She was trying to do like a vegan challenge, if you will. But like you don't really know what you're doing, it is so difficult because like literally everything has either a dairy product or eggs or something that has animal. I mean, I couldn't even eat McDonald's french fries because they have beef, whatever. Yeah. They fucking sprinkle beef on them or something. So it's very hard. So she didn't really know what the fuck she was doing. She was eating the same shit every day, like Trader Joe's veggie fried rice. Like that's all she ate because like she didn't know what else to eat. And then there was one time she was so hungry and she was like eating chips in the kitchen. And Joey just looked at her. It was like Doritos or something. And Joey looked at her and he goes, Leslie, you know that's not vegan, right? And she goes, oh man. And she looked at the fucking thing and sure enough, cheese, dairy, all that shit. And then she gave up right then and there. But it was so funny because she was so hungry and such a bad vegan. She just didn't know how to be good vegan. You know what I mean? But that's like you. That I feel hilarious. Like you were trying to be vegan without knowing what the fuck you were doing. And that's not going to work.
No, I was not having any dairy, any meat, but I didn't really understand the raw till 4 thing. I just thought that meant I was eating like whole foods till 4 p.m.
So what did you think raw meant?
Like whole foods, like I was eating a potato.
But like uncooked is what raw means. Like by definition, no. Like in the Webster dictionary.
Well, I know that's what raw means, but isn't it in the vegan world raw till 4?
Raw till 4 means you literally eat raw foods till 4 p.m.
Okay, well, I thought it meant you eat whole foods till 4 p.m.
Well, that would be whole till 4. Yeah.
Okay, well, I thought it was a cool vegan term, raw till 4. Like,
first of all, that's all bullshit, and I don't think anybody needs to do that for the record. If you give me raw broccoli,
that's what I thought.
You're going to regret it because I'm going to be blowing up the fucking toilet.
You remember the day that we were like in your kitchen and I was like, yeah, I'm raw. I do raw till 4. And you were like, damn, I'm so impressed. I'm like, wow, thank you. And it was just like meat
and
potatoes.
You're like, it's just like veggies and stuff. What's the big deal? No, it's uncooked.
Like fully cooked.
Do you remember that bitch? What is it? Fully raw Christina or something? Oh my God.
Wait, yes.
She was like the big proponent. Like she was like, oh my God, raw food, only raw food. That's all she would eat. Bitch would make zucchini noodles, a raw zucchini sauce with no seasonings. And she would put fucking like ground up, I think it was like cashews or something as the cheese. I'm talking like pulverized in a food processor cashews, sprinkle it on top as if it's Parmesan. And she would sound like she was having an orgasm every time she tried it. She would literally be like, I'm like, bitch, you could hear the noodles going.
No. Okay, cashew cheese is pretty good.
Yeah, like, if you fucking cook it down and put a shit ton of seasonings and stuff. Raw cashews and like nutritional yeast? Yuck.
No, that's disgusting. I wonder if she's still doing that.
I think she is actually. But also just in general, I think that that's like promoting like really weird eating. I'm not going to say eating disorder, but I'm going to say that that's really troubling and triggering.
I'm not going to lie. I'm very happy that we've passed that stage of YouTube. Do you remember Freely the Banana Girl?
Do I ever? Oh, I was so engulfed in the Freely the Banana Girl. First of all, she was such a bitch. Like genuinely, she was
such a bitch.
She was so rude and mean and horrible. And then would eat like 1,000 bananas a day, I think. I was like, I think it's like rotting her brain, I think is what's happening.
No, actually, I think she even like called me out one time about it.
What?
Yeah, about something. Yeah, I think she called me out on something years ago.
Please hold.
Bro, the whole vegan journey. Do you know that I was like super canceled on Twitter over like a vegan thing that I said when I watched Forks Over Knives? Yeah. When I saw that documentary when I was like on my full vegan mode and I tweeted like, I can't believe people can watch Forks Over Knives and still eat meat.
You fucking hypocrite. They came for me.
I know, right? The fuck was that? I've had so many phases in my life.
Too.
I don't know.
Like, how embarrassing. Like, that wasn't me, okay? I wasn't fully developed.
Like, I have a lot of respect for vegetarians and vegans, and I love that. Honestly, that's why I tried it, and I did it for a whole year, and I didn't eat chicken nuggets under the table like Jesse over here is talking about. It was one time at a party, and it was a chicken empanada. Before we go any further, we want to thank our sponsor, and that's Warby Parker.
Buying glasses before I found Warby Parker felt so overcomplicated and honestly overpriced as well, but not just buying the glasses. The whole eye exam process was even worse because you put them off as long as you possibly can, I feel like, and then your prescription expires and then you have to do an eye exam. But then you have to find a doctor, book an appointment, figure out if they take your insurance. I mean, what a drag, am I right?
Oh, yeah.
But that is why I am so obsessed with Warby Parker, because they didn't just make buying glasses easier, they made the entire experience easier. So now you can actually go into one of their stores and get an eye exam right there, and you don't have to run around to multiple spots, no guessing if your prescription is up to date, none of that.
And honestly, they're covered by a lot of major eye insurance plans. All you have to do is enter your information to see if you're eligible for benefits on frames, contacts, or eye exams. And if you are, they automatically apply it to you.
But even if you don't have eye insurance, like I don't, their prescription glasses start at just $95. So you can get super quality and stylish frames at an affordable price, which before I was spending a similar amount online to get glasses, but they were way flimsier. And I realized it even more recently when I lost my Warby Parker glasses for like an hour and I had to wear my old glasses, and oh my god, they're so flimsy and horrible and they were sliding off my face. I hated them.
No, yeah, the Warby Parker glasses are amazing. I was actually recently in store when I was at the mall. They have so many cute frames. I actually bought one there with her, but I was actually raving to my friend in the store because you know what my favorite part about Warby Parker is?
Yeah, is it that they've distributed over 20 million pairs of glasses to people in need through its Buy a Pair, Give a Pair program?
Oh yes, guys, if there is one reason to support Warby Parker, is their Buy a Pair, Give a Pair program. Every time you buy a pair of your glasses, they give one to someone in need, which is always so amazing, and I love supporting brands like that.
And if you're unsure what frames to get, it's even easy to do online with their virtual try-on. That's how I found the glasses that I would like the most, and I love them just as much in person. I got the Esme frames, and honestly, some of the best glasses I've ever owned.
And right now, if you buy a pair of glasses, you get 20% off an additional pair at warbyparker.com/jkpod.
That's 20% off any additional pairs when you purchase one pair at warbyparker.com/jkpod. And thank you so much to Warby Parker for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
I respect it, but the way that they would like force that shit on people. I don't know if you guys know Gary Yourofsky. Do you remember him?
No. Sorry, I got sidetracked. I can't find Freely's video on you, but I found one by that vegan couple.
Oh no, it was that vegan couple that called me out. It wasn't Freely the Banana Girl, it was that vegan couple.
Okay.
They were crazy.
Dude, 9 years ago, this is their top comment. Great news. Kathleen watched our video, contacted us on Instagram, and we've been chatting. So thank you to everyone who shared the video with her. This really is a team effort, and we so appreciate you guys helping us spread the vegan message by reaching people with some influence on social media.
Damn, I don't remember talking to them.
Do you remember who you are? What's your name? How many fingers am I holding up?
I remember when they called me out, but damn, I don't remember discussing anything with them. But yeah, they were crazy about stuff. And
they got mad, apparently. I haven't seen the video, but they got mad that you said that veganism was expensive.
Oh.
Let me tell you something.
It fucking is.
Former vegan of 5 years. It fucking is, unless you literally want to get raw fucking lentils and beans and be cooking every day, all day of your fucking life. Processed vegan foods, which, let's be honest, are the things that bridge people from non-veganism to veganism, is those processed foods that imitate actual meat and dairy products that people are used to. Mm-hmm. That's fucking expensive. So you're a liar, and you cannot pretend also that one lifestyle is for everybody. I'm speaking as a former vegan of 5 years. Thank you very much. God bless.
Yeah, and it's just like
their new videos are
really judgy and
hi, Karen.
Are they still a thing?
Yeah, I mean, they're still. Let me see. Now, 3 years ago is the last time they updated. Yeah.
No, they were hot. And,
imagine
and,
they're
and
just
bothered
like,
for sure.
We cut to their life right now. They're eating like chicken wings from Buffalo Wild Wings. I bet
it fucking is, and it's like a lifestyle that is super expensive to maintain. And I feel it's a little bit judgy. Even though I was super judgy on Twitter, and I'm like, how could you eat meat? Whatever.
I was judgier. Well, honestly, I wasn't even that much of like an annoying vegan. I actually, and I'm typically like that. Like, that's the type of person I am. If I like something and it's for me, then that's the thing that I want to do. And like, maybe my example will be what other people will be influenced by. I can't sit here and preach to people all day. The last time I did that was when I went to youth camp and got indoctrinated. Okay. And I came home and I told Joey he needed to be saved by Jesus. But other than that, oh my God, that story is crazy. He literally closed the door and locked it. And I was like, you need to be saved. I was in like a psychosis or something. I don't know. They convinced me that they like took out demons and stuff. It was crazy.
Hey.
God bless.
God bless.
But that being said, after that, I'm like, no, I can't live my life like that. So like, yeah, maybe I would talk to people about veganism if they asked me questions and stuff. But that's why I would get so triggered by my dad. My dad, oh my God. We got in one of our biggest fights on a cruise because every single night.
Oh my God, that's right. Yeah.
They kept serving me the same food and it was their Indian meal. That's all they had that was vegan. And it was like lentils and like, you know, all that type, whatever. It was fine. I didn't mind the taste and I was the one having to eat it. Okay. Every single night. He would get more mad every night that came. He's like, again? Oh my God, whatever. Until I literally told him to shut up in the table and then we didn't talk for like 3 weeks after that.
Bro, that is so funny.
But I hated that because I was like, how is my lifestyle affecting you? So I get that as like a vegan to be like, bro, let me do my shit. Don't make fun of me. Yeah. Don't whatever. Like, I totally understand that.
Exactly.
I hate though the overstepping of like, this is what you should do. And like the fact that they like made a whole video and all the comments are like, that's ridiculous. It's not more expensive. Yes, it is.
It is. It is more expensive.
Unless, again, you're cooking every meal.
Their comments were reaming me, I remember. Why did I think it was Freely the Banana Girl? But okay.
I kind of wish it was. That would have been fun. Wow, you've really lived multiple lives.
I really have. Mm-hmm. But yeah, all that to say, it wasn't until you guys brought it up that I remembered the vegan lasagna. And I'm sure it was delicious, although I don't recall.
So I'm reading the comments. I guess people said that you thought you couldn't have ice cream if you were vegan. That is kind of stupid.
Wait, did I say that?
Because somebody said, I literally made vegan brownies earlier, LMAO. How did that girl think she couldn't have ice cream or cakes?
I was, you know, early in the vegan journey. What would I know?
I don't like this shit either. I can't believe people still think all we eat is lettuce. I had 2 donuts for breakfast. Said me as well when I was vegan for 5 years. And that's why every day I was almost fainting on the floor. Like, yeah, you could eat bad things, but like you also need to make an extreme effort to eat the right things. Because if you don't, you're going to get sick. It's just easier to not get sick on an animal-based diet. I'm sorry. It is. I'm living proof of that. Yeah. I thought I had POTS, bitch. I literally did every day. Ask Nassim. Every fucking day I was on the floor, like almost fainting. It's crazy. Anyway.
Really?
No, God bless all the vegans.
You have to do it.
That's amazing.
You have to do it the right way. You have to do it the right way.
Yeah, but the right way
takes time and money.
Chef.
Yeah, exactly.
It's ridiculous.
Exactly. Anyway, sorry, I have bad memory, folks. But what I actually wanted to address is all the comments on my side about Jesse gaslighting me about the clock.
Okay.
And I just want to say,
no,
it was so validating to read that. That's exactly what I said. And then you said that I didn't. And then you said that I did. And then said
okay,
that
first of all, I was just confused while we were filming. As I was editing it, I did realize that I was gaslighting her. However, I left it in because I thought it was funny.
It was.
But
it
I did. Funny. No. Like, I obviously realized as I was editing, I was like, oh, shit, she was right. I just didn't understand what the fuck she was talking about. And then, yeah, I got confused. My bad.
All the comments, I was like, oh. But I couldn't address the last episode.
Right.
Yeah, like the cutest prince said, Kathleen is going to be stoked about all of us defending her. So stoked. You know how we uploaded on Sunday that last time? Someone said, we've been absolute ravages waiting for this episode.
Yeah, all the comments on that episode are about me gaslighting you. So we'll just skip to the last episode now, our Love Island episode, which I'm sure we have some just quick thoughts. Nothing crazy.
But we will save our Love Island rant to the very end of this episode.
I want to say it in this episode, please.
No, for sure. But we will keep it to the end because I know there's some people who don't care about Love Island. So That'll
good
be
idea,
the end of
good idea. Wow, fine, I guess. This comment is funny. Fab Jones says, Jesse has astigmatism like Kathleen's first boyfriend was George Lima, you know? And that is, those two things really are the same thing.
That is true. That is true.
Also, I feel like people on Patreon and just like everyone in general, like
I was just gonna
they
say
love
this.
The complainers. They love it. It's what the people have decided, I guess.
Okay, speaking about the complainers, I know you guys have kind of named yourself the complainers with the K, which I love. However, Gabby, Alamar Cosmetics, or Alamar Mommy, she had texted me the other day. She said, by the way, I saw that we're still arguing about what to call ourselves as your audience, and I don't get it. Coca-Cola Roxy Girl is right there. Like, I'm a Coca-Cola Roxy Girl. I don't know about everybody else. And then she texted me again, and she was like, complainers, I'm a Coca-Cola Roxy Girl.
That's funny. I do love that.
She's a CCR girl. Speaking of
which, guys, we want to try to do a show this year, right? Like, we actually
right?
do.
Sussy's going to pull that together for us. Don't you worry.
But we have decided, we do think our first show is going to be in Miami. God bless. We do think that.
It has to be.
It has to be. 305. It's where we're from. I mean, I just feel like that's going to need to be the situation. So if you're not from Miami, perhaps you can make a weekend out of it. Go to Sweet Caroline, go get croquetas at Ilacana, do all the things we do. You know what I mean? You could go visit and do the things we do on the trips.
Exactly. And then come see us and it'll be a whole thing. We're thinking like towards the end of the year, but of course we will update you if that actually happens, you know?
It's going to happen. I just manifested it already.
For sure.
I'm a very
you're good at that.
Intentional
really good
person.
At that.
When I want to do something, it's going to be done.
Oh, that is for sure, mama.
Yeah, actually, I'm not going to any longer rely on you to talk to Ceci about it. I think I'm going to talk to Ceci about it.
Okay.
Due to the fact that the second this conversation is over, your brain goes and it's done. The Men in Black thing.
That
you're like the Men in Black girl.
True.
Yes,
you'll
it is.
You'll see. Watch. I'm going to start the group chat with Ceci, me, and you, and you'll see. Okay. Ceci's on it. Ceci's so on it.
No, Ceci's on like it, me. But you haven't put her on it because you forgot.
Right. Right.
God, we are going to get things done, guys. Don't even worry about it. I'm just so excited. I don't know what it's going to be, but I just know it's going to be so fun.
Oh my God, it's going to be so fun. Are you kidding me?
Okay, I resent this. Chloe says, Jesse stays being confidently wrong. I don't like that.
Oh, that's not true.
I wasn't wrong in this episode. Okay, here's the thing. First of all, I was actually right. I'm not going to say my Love Island opinions until the end, but I was in a roundabout way right because sincere is not sincere. And we could talk about it later.
Oh no, sincere is so sinister, but that's a whole
and
other
who
thing.
Called that? Me. I did.
I never said that sincere was not sinister.
No, but like everybody was acting like Melanie was like it was coming from nowhere and like how would you know
right,
what
right,
I mean?
Right, 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 right,
I just felt like it wasn't. Right, right, right. God, my vibes are always right. You. That's why I'm so confident, guys. Come on, I go off of vibes.
No,
and my
your vibes
right.
truly are always right. Oh my gosh, we addressed this on Patreon, but I just want to touch on this for a second because not Jasmine Cruz said, wait, what I'm hearing is Kathleen and Nassim's friend might be a good match.
Oh, guys, I fear not. If you knew the circumstances of certain, you know, it's just not going to happen. He's like older, first of all.
He's not that much older.
He's in his 40s. That's older for you.
40s?
Yeah.
Like four and then another number, not like
yeah, like before,
zero.
Like after 40, yeah.
Okay, fine.
And he has
I mean,
a
Danny
child.
Was 8 years older than me. I'm 34 years old. You know, I'm not like 12.
You know, but are you ready to be a stepmother again?
I mean,
especially to a young child, it's kind of, you know, that's hardcore.
First of all, if I like really loved somebody, I would be a stepmom to 50 children. That wouldn't bother me. But like Nassim's friend is just obviously not. It's just it's Nassim's friend. And I know too much about things.
No, yeah, she knows too much. It just can't. It can't be. Apologies for that.
It just can't
be. We did try to, you know, find him mates in our circle and stuff. But at the same time, we don't really want to do that because like all of our friendships are so good. And like everybody's just so good.
Exactly.
That I would hate to mess that up.
Yeah. And my mom has big dreams of me going to Korea and falling in love with a Korean man.
Oh my God, does she really?
She thinks they're like the most romantic men, the most beautiful, the most
well
everything.
That's because she of her K-dramas.
No, guys, she it's getting so look what she tells me the other day. I tell her about this show that I saw on Netflix recently that supposedly is like the hottest new show, and I'm telling her about it, and she's like, oh, but that's a C-drama. And I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, that's a C-drama, that's not a K-drama. And I'm like, oh, like a Chinese drama? She's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, so are you not into C-dramas? And she's like, well, I just don't understand those, so it's harder for me.
But she doesn't know Korean.
No, I told her, I'm like, are you telling me you understand Korean? She's like, with her full chest, is like, I've been learning Korean, I kind of understand it. She puts it on and she puts like the subtitles, but she fully hears it in Korean, and she says that she totally
she probably
understands
does that's a good way to learn a language is to watch it.
And she's been binging it for years at this
oh
point
gosh.
And she's like, oh yeah, I'm like well versed in Korean. She's like, if I start C-dramas now, I'm just gonna get confused.
That's true. No, she's like, probably right about
okay.
that. Wow, Rosie
but I was just
Korean?
Like, when she told me, I just don't understand those. I said, Mama, I don't think you understand the other ones either. She was so offended. She was so offended.
I love that. Okay, This was a bit of a thread, and we kind of talked about this in our Patreon episode. By the way, guys, we just did, other than the smut one, this one was like one of my favorites too, is where we roasted people's big three, like their astrological signs. It was a lot of fun. Anyway, yeah. On there, I talked about this for a second, but I want to read it. For que dice mi gente. I'm not even going to try to read that. Okay. She says, not going to lie, Jesse's debate style would drive me absolutely insane to be on the other side of. It almost does just watching, LMAO. To which Emily responds that Leo energy is strong. To which Reigning Souls responds, it for real drives me crazy. I don't know how Kat does it. Then Gab's vlog says, no, but for real. Then Libra Moon says, this is the one and only time Jesse has annoyed me. You bitch. Then John Della Mac says, oh my God, I know, was typing a hate comment and deleted it because I was like, let me not. What are you talking about? First of all, guys. I will say I was in a weird mood that day because of like the filming schedule. And I said this in the Patreon episode. I was a bit thrown off because like I didn't think we were going to film. And then we did film.
You were filming back to back.
And then I filmed back to back.
You had to film Do We Know Them and JK Pod. It was a very stressful day.
I did get a little stressed. But then also I do think like when I really like something like Love Island or whatever, I just have like a lot of passion to it. Do I really care?
But it's not serious.
No,
exactly.
That's
the thing, is that I think a lot of people don't understand our dynamic or like the way that we argue in our banter. And it's like how it is with our entire friend group.
I was about to say, it's not just me.
Passionate.
This is all of our friends. Like if we're talking to any friends, it's people being like, no, you stupid bitch. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? That is just how we talk to each other. Like, it's not any hate or like animosity.
It's a lot of dramatics, passion, and hyperbole.
Bro, if you heard her stepdad talk to one of you guys, you would cry. Like, he sounds like he's angry all the time, but he's the sweetest guy I've ever met.
Yeah, I mean,
that's just life.
It's the way that we are, guys.
Do you guys have any Cubans in your life, is what I'm asking. Do you know anybody with passion?
It's the Hispanic thing.
Soul.
I can't believe there was so much discord.
No, this is crazy. Like, literally somebody responded, if it were me, I would be like, stop talking, you're annoying me. But she can be self-aware, so I accept it. I'm like, yeah, I mean, if I'm genuinely, like, there's times where if I'm talking to Nassim and he calls me out for, like, being, like, too much or something, I can acknowledge it and be like, okay, whatever, like, and I just walk away. I don't know. I can acknowledge I was in a weird mood that day, so it probably came off worse than normal. But normally, I do feel like we kind of talk like that. I really do.
Yeah, we're just like that, guys.
And I am passionate about Love Island. I'm sorry.
If it makes you feel better, a bunch of people in the comment section were calling me, like, a pushover pussy bitch also.
Well, that's because they think that I'm a raging see you next Tuesday that's pushing you down and you're not, you know, fighting back.
I don't think so.
What are you even fighting for?
Like, we're not even fighting though.
I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense. I'm sorry. I just don't get it.
I feel like you and I have only had one fight one time outside of the jacuzzi in the cabin when you thought I was outside and I was changing my leggings.
Okay, but that's a perfect example of me being real life potentially mad and how quickly in that scenario, I was like, okay, damn, I fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, if it's like real life and I'm actually upset about something and then I'm presented with other information, then I'm quick to be like, oh, I don't know. I did it. I thought.
No, you were. Like, you were like, I fucking saw you outside. And Nassim was like, I just saw her come out of the bathroom. Like, oh. And you were like, oh.
Well, she must have a stunt double out back because I thought I saw her outside and I do have astigmatism. Yeah, no, like this, I'm like, it's fucking Love Island. It's like you and Giovanni fighting over dominoes. Who cares about dominoes?
Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. I mean, I did get pissed as hell.
You did get pissed off. Well, okay, it's kind of like pool because like we're all playing pool, like me, my mom, Joe, and Nassim, and everybody's screaming at each other. You know what I mean? Or being like,
guys,
you fucking
if you
suck.
Saw them like, on New Year's Eve playing pool, you would have thought we all hated each other.
No. 1,000. And especially the boys that all like adore each other. They are screaming at each other. Like, it's just, I don't know. That's
and roasting
just the way
each other.
It has to be a Cuban Miami thing. It actually has to be.
It is. I think it's just like a Hispanic thing in general.
It might be. I'm so dead. Kathleen, don't let Jesse bully you. Take a stand more firmly. Guys, we're friends in real life. Like in real life, like in our free time, we actually choose to spend it together, even if it's not on camera. Yeah. Like we actually like each other for real in real life, for sure.
I have never felt bullied by Jesse ever in my life.
Well, I absolutely adore you. So I would hope that you don't feel bullied. Like I love you.
I absolutely adore you too. No, I love you so much.
Guys,
I would not like.
Like I love Kathleen. She's my real friend.
And I'm also offended. Like, guys, I wouldn't be friends with somebody who treated me like shit, for real. I really wouldn't. I'm 34 years old and not in high school anymore.
I know, but I'm telling you, I think that it's just a different vibe people aren't used to. I think that's what it is.
Guys, I can't get over this hole that fell off in the dryer. If you see my belly button, just like talking to you throughout this episode, I am so sorry.
Wait, you have a belly button ring, right?
I do. And I got it when I was like 16 and now that I'm scared to like take it out.
Craziest hidden secret of your life, I feel like. Because I forget all the time and I never even see it when we go to like the pool or beach or something because you always hide it.
Because I hate my stomach. Why would I get up? Okay, guys, I was 16 years old and I said, how do I transform my stomach? I've always had like stomach issues. Like I have always had beef with my stomach since birth. It's like a huge insecurity of mine. I never show my stomach anywhere. And I was like, okay, maybe if I get a belly button ring, 16 year old thinking, right? Like maybe if I get a belly button ring, it'll like force me like to do ab workouts and sit-ups because right. I'm gonna have to like,
yeah.
Yeah. And I never did that. And now I just have like a little belly button ring that I've had for fucking 50 years.
I always wanted one, but then I kind of got over it because it seems like it hurts so fucking bad. And my cousin got one when she was younger and she got so infected. She had to take it out. You know, some people actually don't have the anatomy for it. Like you cannot get a belly button ring. Or if you do, it'll get infected because it's like not supposed to be there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's something with your anatomy.
It was
fine.
It was just super painful.
I want to get my cartilage pierced before Hilary Duff concert. Thoughts?
I'm terrified of that. Well, I'm the worst person to ask about any ear piercing unless it's a second or a third hole. Like bringing it up into the and then putting it into. No, no. I'm terrified.
What are you scared of?
Pain.
Oh, well, that passes. Really.
An infection.
Okay, and like, I have gotten it before, but they did it with the fucking gun and that shit never healed. I had it for like a year and I couldn't sleep on that side for a year. I swear to you, I had to just take it out.
That is a nightmare.
But
that
it was
is a
with
nightmare.
The gun.
Oh my
There's
God.
A place right by my house that's like super legit and the guy does it with like the needle that he's supposed to and he's very educated. Yeah. So I'm not worried about it.
I mean, I got my second hole, which is no big deal. And I screamed bloody murder when I got it a couple years ago.
Okay, that's
screamed.
Actually insane. That doesn't hurt because it's like so like...
She put it in and I went... Like that, like super loud. Like,
what did you do when they did your belly button?
Oh, I almost passed out. Like, I actually, and it's crazy because when he put it through, like, it took him a long time to get to the other hole. And when he popped through, he looked at me, he goes, man, I'll never forget this bald little man. He said, wow, man, you have really hard skin. What does that mean?
What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm like, what does that mean? He said, it was hard to pop it through the bottom. I said, what?
Oh my God. No, yeah, piercings do freak me out a little bit. I don't mind any ear ones though. And like my nose too. It really wasn't a big deal.
Nose is so that oh my god
it makes your eyes water
ouch.
That it does
yeah
but it's ouchies. So quick you know what's crazy Oof. Though as long as I've had my nose piercing if I take it out for even 3 hours it's closed
you know that was I've always wanted my nose pierced always but I'm like there's no way I'm putting a hole in my nose because what if I don't want it anymore and then
okay
it's just there.
And even though it closes you'll still forever have a hole there I think I'm just gonna have it till I die though so it's fine
yeah why not it'll That's be cute when you're like old
but I thought
stuff.
I was like Hilary Duff concert cartilage piercings
for sure no it's such a cartilage piercing vibe
right okay
I might do that with like fake ones come on
oh my god they do sell fake ones wait a second like the ones yeah. that like go oh my god yeah let's
yeah you could
that.
Like decorate your whole freaking ear
okay let's just do I mean because the other one is let's too just serious that way too serious
yeah so permanent come on
yeah
and I you know like that's why I like used to wear like the little fake nose ring
when
yeah like 8 years ago I used to do it in my videos and everything
what I do I not recall have, like, that little
hoop. You don't remember my little gold hoop
no
era
no
oh I loved it I think I'm gonna bring I'm gonna well, bring
you really have
back.
Lived so many lives
I really have Gabriela Fernandez 7954 says Kathleen telling Jazzy that Sinners is not a horror movie is criminal this is gonna be the Velocicoaster all over
no,
again
no I knew it too when you said
so
it was about vampires and racism I was like so there's,
it
no,
is.
There's nothing scary vampires
okay I personally didn't find it scary at all I am very interested to see if you think that it's scary
is there any music that has like a crescendo like is there any music that goes like you know what I'm talking about
well there's a lot of music throughout the whole movie it's a very musical movie
no that's not what I'm asking
can you please watch it the thing is that for me scary stuff is like a you know like those kinds of things that is scary for me like something pops out
no
because
I get extremely scared from thriller movies too that aren't jumpy like they're just like creepy and they have like a lot of music and
you
weird vibes
I don't
if the
think
vibes
this
are
is
weird
creepy.
I'm scared terrified
I don't think this is creepy or jumpy.
Dude, I don't know. I'm
it's
a very
like a drama.
Scared person. And I wish that I could say I could just watch something like that and go on about my day, but I really can't. Like, it actually fucking affects me so bad.
I have a feeling it's not going to affect you. I think it's a more power. I think it has a more powerful, like, message about racism. And it honestly moved me way more than it scared me.
Right.
But I want you to see it so bad. Can you not see him just, like, take 2 hours out of your day?
I mean, her full-time job of Love Island. We could do it on Wednesday night when they don't air it. You know, a Love Island episode.
Oh,
we could do
perfect,
that.
Perfect, because we need to see it before going to Halloween Horror Nights, because then it's just not going to be the same experience.
I can't believe you want to go back to Halloween Horror Nights with me.
We're going.
After
to
I literally fucking like shredded your back. Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our next sponsor, and that's Factor.
Guys, I don't know if you know this, but I recently started my health journey. I got a personal trainer, a nutritionist, all that stuff.
What? Wow.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to talk about it in the episode, but I have been recently eating Factor meals every single day because they hit my nutrition goals. It's healthy and they taste good. I am obsessed with Factor. It's so good. Me and my mom truly eat Factor every single day.
Yeah, for me, eating healthy isn't really like a willpower problem. It's a setup problem. Like if I have bad food in front of me and that's the most convenient thing, I'm just going to eat that. But with Factor,
oh yeah,
it's sure. actually far more convenient to eat a Factor meal than anything else I have in my house.
And honestly, the best part about it is that you don't have to cook it, because I used to use those programs where, yes, you'll eat healthy, it'll send you the ingredients and then you have to cook it. But the cooking part is the part that drives me crazy.
I don't always have time for that. It's hard.
Yeah, I don't have time for that. And so Factor has delicious meals that you just pop them in the microwave for 2 minutes and bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah, and they're fresh, never frozen, and they have over 100 rotating weekly meals, including Mediterranean, Asian, all sorts of different type of cuisine. So there's always something new to look forward to with Factor.
And you can try their newly launched ready-to-eat salads with really good ingredients like elote, corn, miso, edamame. They have really amazing ingredients, plus 70 add-ons to round out your nutrition, from green juices to peanut butter energy bites.
And Factor actually bans 175 plus ingredients, and they have no artificial colors or sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no refined seed oils, just nutrient dense delicious food.
So head on over to factormeals.com/jkpod50off and use code jkpod50off to get 50% off and free daily greens per box.
Yeah, this is with a new subscription only while supplies last until September 27, 2026. See website for more details. And thank you so much to Factor for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
We're going on a not travel day because destroyed my soul that night.
I will. Okay. Non-travel day, chill all day before Halloween Horror Nights, go at like a late hour and then party. Yeah.
Not a late hour. We still have to do the scream early so we can get to every single house.
But I just really wish those lines weren't so fucking boring. Like, I wish they had something for us to do. Some juggling or something. Well,
we'll get a drink and then get in line and then get a drink and then get in line.
Yeah. Remember, I can't stop drinking. That's what we did find out. It's dangerous.
We got to keep going.
I think that's it for Que Dice Mi Gente, though, because if I scroll anymore, I fear I'm going to find more hate comments about myself and I'm going to be very
upset. Yeah, that's it for Que Dice Mi Gente, which scrolling. Thank you so much. Y sigue diciendo, por favor. Gracias. Oh my gosh, guys. Major, major, major news that I want to tell you guys. This is amazing news. We are officially out of the 3PL at Light Slacker. You guys know that I have been going through hell with my fulfillment center, with my 3PL over at Light Slacker. We are 99% done with the 3PL, because all of your orders, like if right now you go on lightslacker.com and you place your order, it's all coming from the new fulfillment center, like the new facility. But I have like 40% of my inventory that's still at the old 3PL waiting to get transferred. And bro, did I tell you this? They do not want to release my inventory until June 26.
For what?
Mind you, it's packed up, according to them. It's packed up, it's ready to go, and they don't want to release it until everything has been paid, all my invoices, everything. And they're holding my inventory hostage. Mind you, I have shades like Scorpio there that like I sell daily, and like that contributes to my daily goal and my revenue. Like very, very important SKUs that I need on my website that
What's
I need to
excuse?
Restock. They won't tell me why. They will not tell me why.
Do you think they for real have them, or are they like missing and they're freaking out?
I was telling the team, I'm scared that they lost a lot of my inventory.
Because if they had it and they no longer were, like, they would want to get rid of it, I feel like.
Right, exactly. Like, why do you want to be harassed by me?
My God. Yeah. What if they don't have it? What are you going to do?
I'm scared. I lost a lot of money, I would assume. Like, I lost a bunch of inventory. Let's see. I'm waiting until we get every inventory back and let's see what we do, because I am furious.
If they steal your shit, we're going to lose it on the show. Let me just tell you right now.
I'm going to fucking... Guys, I will come for them. So I just need to see. I'm just so pissed that they are holding my fucking inventory hostage for an entire month. They told me this like at the beginning of the month. I was like, 26 days? What the hell for? It's so ridiculous. But anyway, it's still good news, because our current fulfillment center, they work exactly like how we used to work at the warehouse. We used to do our own fulfillment center, and they're a mom and pop like company that works exactly like us. I love the owner. He is amazing. I'm just so, so happy and so excited for this journey with this new 3PL. So yeah, all your orders should arrive to you in perfect, pristine condition moving forward.
Wow. What a relief. How amazing. And once you get your inventory back, we'll do a quick Dewey JK episode on them.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. we just got to wait until all your stuff safely, you know, is returned.
Exactly. And then I got to speak to legal. I'm like, how hard can I go here?
I forgot you're part of a real company. Boring.
But anyway, I just wanted to give you that amazing update because
that
it's very exciting.
That is finally done and you don't have to deal with those motherfuckers after this.
Yeah.
I actually got to take Hot Rod to the nail salon because I want them to do Hot Rod on my toes. I feel like it's such the color of the summer.
It's such a good toe color.
I love it.
It's such a good, like, fiery. I actually love Hot Rod. Let me tell you,
I was moving all my shit and my entire nail case is kale polish and light slacker. Like, I have like every shade that kale polish came out with. And it's still good.
Those were the days.
They still paint.
I know. They're still good, bro. I have nail polishes in my shit that I've had for.
Do those expire? Are they supposed to?
They do. But you know,
bro,
the other day
I put on, my God, just the thought of it is actually going to make me vomit. But I put on this lip balm. It's called Lon Lon Milk. Have you ever seen like Jules LeBron on TikTok talking about this like Lon Lon Milk lip balm thing? Whatever. It's supposed to be like a really hydrating thing for your lips. Bitch, I got it. And I will say, maybe it's been a couple months since I had it. I put it on and I go like, what's that smell? What is that? And I start, you know, smelling my upper lip. Bitch, mold inside. Like all mold. Like black mold. And I had put it
in
on
your
my
Lom
lips.
Lom lip balm?
Yeah, my Lom Lom lip balm. Yeah, and it was on my Lom Lom lips, I fear.
What if that is what's been causing your cough the last few months?
Okay, weird theory.
I'm literally kidding.
A little out there, you know, tinfoil hat there for a second. But
I mean, that's what I immediately thought of because I have mental illness, you know.
No, I know. There's so many things that could have been causing that. But I am like totally fine now, by the way.
Oh, yeah, Jesse, because it was the stress of moving.
I think I was genuinely
ill. Mold in your
like,
house.
I think I was ill. Yeah, no, I was so scared because I wasn't getting better. It was taking so long. I'm like, I would have been better
because
in my old house.
You didn't
by
have
now.
Like a full on fucking flu or cold. It was just like your body trying to fight like all of the dust and the stress. And it's a lot. It puts a lot on your body.
I guess. Speaking of which, we finally got a tenant in our old house. It's finally being rented. Hallelujah. And it's actually by a friend, so that's great. And I went to go help her like put stuff away and like do like, you know, final stuff for the house. And there was my neighbor sunbathing outside, bro, leather couch. Have I ever told you she's like a leather couch?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, literally. And then my friend was like, does she always? I go, yeah, even in the winter. If there's a sliver of sun, she's like fully baking outside in the front. She never does it in the back, always the front for the whole neighborhood to see.
Does she wear SPF? I'm concerned about her.
Like 100%, no. There's no chance she wears SPF. She is the color of my brown leather couch. Like, it's not like a natural color, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like she's like actually a tan person.
A little
person.
Tan.
She looks like leather. Yeah, unfortunately.
Does she also like spray tan?
No.
That's just
impossible.
Natural.
She's out every day. All day, every day. She walks the whole neighborhood. So I used to know her because I lived on the opposite side, a subdivision that's like not super close at all. And she walks the neighborhood, like the entire subdivisions, all of them, every single day. So I would see her in the entrance, like back when I lived in the old house.
Oh my God. So when you got this new house and you saw that you were right next to you, you said, oh no.
No, literally. That's exactly what happened. I go, no way I live right next to this bitch. Because she walks around the whole neighborhood with her speakerphone on, talking shit with her two dogs.
How old is she?
If I had to guess, I would say like 50 something.
Wow. She's probably like 40 something. But you know, the sun does age you.
You know,
like,
the
really
lack
bad.
Of SPF does make it hard to guess. I'm not going to lie.
SPF is the number one anti-aging ingredient, guys.
Bro,
if you didn't know this.
Have you tried? Sorry, I'm all over the place. The Dr. Jart's BB cream SPF thing.
I love the Dr. Jart BB cream.
Holy
I love
shit.
It
is so good. Yes. I wore it when we went on the boat. I literally just like smear it all over my face. It gives me like a really, not like a lot of coverage, obviously.
What color do you use?
I think I use the lightest one.
Yeah, I think like the lightest one is a little bit too light for me. And so the medium one is a little bit too orange for me. So I have to mix them both.
Yeah.
Which stops me from like using it every day, whatever. But when I do use it, I love it. Michelle put me onto that. It's so good.
Oh my God. It is so freaking good. Like if I go somewhere like Disney or something, I would probably wear that because I've even sweat so much and the way it wears off, it's just like moisturizer, it feels like. Like it's not like cakey, you know, like whatever. Anyway, besides the point, but SPF is important. Okay, my neighbor could really use some.
Oh my God, did I tell you? Okay, so guys, I don't know. Well, you guys know Emilia. I used to have her on my channel like back in the day. She's been my best friend since we were literally 13 years old. She is so talented when it comes to nails. And I've always told her for years, like, bro, you need to get into that. Like, follow your talent, follow your skill. And she actually just started her little Etsy shop. I'm so excited. I'm so proud of her. It's called M Does Nails. Okay.
What? What? Hold on. Let me see this.
Go to Etsy. M does nails. And basically, she's like selling press-ons that she designed.
Shut up. My mom loves press-ons.
Oh my God. Yeah. So she does like her own little like A press, whatever press-ons. She designs them. Like she paints on them. She designs them herself. She has them for sale. If you guys want to check out M does nails, she's so talented and so, so good. And she's a stay-at-home mom and trying to find a little side hustle. And I love her so much. I'm so proud of her. And I think that, you know, she can go far with this.
Shut up. These are so cute.
Like, how cute are the fresh picked ones?
The lemons? Shut the fuck up. Oh my God.
The little lemon.
So freaking cute. Oh my God, the Disney ones. What a talented bitch.
They're so adorable. You can message her and then she can make you custom ones. Like, if you're going on a specific vacation, if you want like goofy nails or whatever, like you DM her and she can make you custom press-ons.
Dude, are you kidding me? That is so fucking cool.
How cute.
She's so good. Wow, this is amazing. She's so good. I'm gonna get some for my mom.
No, she's so cute.
Wow. I love that. Slay Amelia.
Shout out Amelia.
Shout the fuck out. Mid looking at Amelia's press-ons, I just fell for a Facebook ad. I fear. Look at this cute little ring. It's in the shape of a J.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
Isn't that?
Bro, I want to get into like stacking rings and like wearing more rings and like, you know, being more like a witch. I want witch hands.
You want witch hands?
Yeah, I want to look like a witch.
I think I have to get like a ring sizer to know what size I am, because I fear I have lost some weight and like my wedding ring, I have to put those sizer things on it.
Wait, does that mean that your JK ring fits you now?
Oh my God, I have to check. Actually, that's a good point. Yeah, it might.
Maybe it does.
Well, I mean, we didn't go to Disney that long ago. I don't know how much I've lost since then. God bless. But you know, that was like the most heartbreaking moment of my life when it didn't fit. I'm not gonna lie.
That was the most heartbreaking moment of my life. Like, wow.
You tried to surprise
me. I tried. But anyway, should we discuss Love Island? Because I fear I have so much to say.
So do I. So sorry to anybody who doesn't give an absolute fuck. But guys, it really is.
If you don't give a fuck, the episode ends here,
yeah,
mama.
Yeah, the episode ends here. Thank you so much for joining us. But if you do give a fuck, or you just want to see, you know, hear us talk shit and stuff, whatever. Oh my God. I don't think, unless you're on an SSRI yourself, you could realize how hard, like for me being on sertraline, it is so hard for me to cry, Kathleen. I don't cry. Like there are moments that I know are sad and I'm supposed to be experiencing sadness and crying, mm-hmm. but tears will not come out of my eyes. I boohooed cried at Love Island. Like I actually had tears streaming down. Nassim was like, what the fuck is going on? But then as time went on, he actually was like, damn, no, this is actually
that was a
sad.
Beautiful
he
didn't moment. Cry, that was a beautiful moment.
I think that's one of the most beautiful moments I've
Guys,
ever seen.
Okay,
on
so we are
personally.
Filming this right now on Sunday. So much has probably happened by the time that this episode goes up. Like we could hate Gabriel next time we freaking like next time we talk. Like we don't know. The thing is that Love Island, your opinion changes so quickly. So often that it's like, unless you're up to date, like some people can have a totally different opinion on you and it'll change whatever. I was talking so much about Gabriel's horny little ass and now I just love that horny little fucker. I love him.
So here's the thing. He is super horny, but he's so honest about
being
so horny.
And that's what I respect about him over Corbin.
And sincere. Come
we'll get to sincere. But I'm saying like, when Corbin came in, I was like, oh, this is a fuckboy or whatever. Gabriel is so honest about how, he told Beatrice when he, thought that Jen was hot when she would, he was communicative about it and so upfront about it. Corbin is a sneaky little fuck. I don't like him. But there a moment on the dock, like how he was speaking to her in Spanish because he felt like that was like the easiest way that he could express his emotions to her was talking to her in Spanish. And that cute little moment where she was like, oh, you always treated me like a normal person and you gave me so much confidence. And he told her that she deserved everything. Like, I'm getting goosebumps. It was so, so beautiful. And I do think a part of him, like, don't get me wrong, I felt that there wasn't like a super, super genuine romantic connection on his end, but I think that he really did love and respect.
Okay, that's how I feel.
I feel
too.
Like he loved and respected Beatriz, and also because like she was, me and Gabby were talking about this earlier, she was like the only Latina there. Like he felt comfortable and connected to her in that way.
I agree.
You know?
100% I agree. And I was telling Nassim this, like I felt really bad and we kept saying like, oh, we fucked up, because I know people are like really mad at the people who voted for Gabriel to be with Jen. That was me. I did that. I'm sorry. Did you do that?
I take back my
No, when everybody
so
online
bad.
Is like, who the fuck did that? I'm like, yeah, who the fuck did that? Like, why would you do
Bro,
that?
Did you see crazy. That video that it was like us now and it was like, hold on.
It happened again.
Don't say that, please.
No, this time we really fucked up.
Seriously, what is wrong with you three?
So much, Trace, I don't even know where to begin.
Well, Well, okay. There's multiple layers to this. I want to explain my reasoning. And I still a little bit stand by it. I just hated to see Beatrice go in that way. It did make me sad because I feel like she didn't really get an opportunity with anybody outside of Gabriel. But I don't know that she would have either way. You know what I mean? Like, she didn't have a connection with anybody else. So it kind of made sense and kind of didn't. But my reasoning for voting for Jen to be with Gabriel was that I felt exactly like what you just said. I felt like they had a connection in terms of, I think he cared about her. She's the only other Latina there. Like, they could understand each other on that level. But romantically, I didn't really feel that. And I feel like that's why he went straight for Jen and Sol when they first got there, because he was searching for that romantic connection. But he still has the respect for Beatrice to go back and be like, hey, I kissed them. Like, he cared about her. So I'm not denying that. People are saying like, oh, the producers, they didn't show us enough of their connection, so we didn't know that it was there. And maybe that's true. But I think ultimately, I was telling Nassim, I really do think that this, although it was very sad, I feel like this was the best terms in which she could have left. Like, I feel like she left on the best terms with Gabriel without having to watch him, like, choose someone else over her. Or, like, you know what I mean? Like, she didn't have to get hurt like that. And I do feel like it might have gotten there, even though Jen has the personality of a piece of paper. Oh, my God,
guys. After when, like, I was like, why did I do that? Why did I vote that? I was, like, sobbing with her leaving. And I'm like, wait, wait, wait. Like, come back.
No. Like, don't get me wrong. If I could choose between Jen or Beatrice, I don't want to see Jen on my TV.
Jen is just so boring. I mean, or maybe we just don't know enough. But, like, right now, I'm just really bored by Jen. At least Beatrice.
Has she said more than three words?
Yeah, like, Beatrice has at least, like, it's brought really something to the villa that, Jesus, Jen, I just, yuck.
Yeah, no, definitely. It kind of ended up working out, even though it was super sad to see her go. And that scene, oh my God, I was, like, literally boohooing. Like, actually, like,
such
Trinity
a beautiful scene. And I don't know if you guys watched After Sun. Like, did you watch? I haven't seen
the
whole episode, but I saw the clip.
Can you believe Teffy is there?
I love Teffy. I'm so excited for her. That's so amazing.
I know, but that's, like, crazy. That's crazy. Big time.
No, like, when I saw her at the pie thing, I was so excited. But, okay, so Sean was saying, like, they asked Sean, like, who do you think is kind of getting, like, a bad edit? Not a bad edit, but, like, who do you think is, like, a lot cooler in person that they're being portrayed on the show? And he said Gabriel. He said that Gabriel is actually so cool, so down to earth, and he's kind of getting more of, like, a fuckboy edit in a sense. And I thought that was beautiful.
I know. I actually really liked seeing them get their phones back and stuff and, like, that whole process. And Sean seeing the mayor's comments, I felt really bad. But, like, he is such a fucking sweet, nice person.
I love Sean. I love him.
Sean needs to get wifed up.
Like, yes. Right now.
Like, somebody needs to just, like, caress him and hold on to his heart forever. Yeah. I do fear.
He's such a, like, cute little dad. And
it's not Beatrice, God bless.
No, it's not. It's not.
When she said she didn't escape teen pregnancy to be somebody's stepmom, I'm like, oh my God.
No, stop.
Beatrice. Like, those are
sometimes
different
things. Sometimes she says things that I'm like,
I know. Yeah. No, for sure. That being said, some other thoughts that I have of the previous episodes. Bro, Bryce is starting to piss. He's always pissed me off. Always. But now he needs to get out of my villa and leave Trinity the fuck
alone. I'm so fucking mad at him to think that I said he wasn't as ugly as I thought he was originally. No, turns out you are as ugly as I thought you were when you walked into that villa. I want a tall ass, fucking stallion ass, fine ass man to come up in there and take Trinity. Oh my God. I am begging. Please, producers, if you're watching, I hope there's a guy in Casa Amor just waiting. Before we go any further, we want to thank our last sponsor, and that's ZBiotics.
Guys, summer is around the corner, okay? Pools, beaches, margaritas, they go together, am I right?
Oh, yeah.
And that's where ZBiotics comes in because, oh my gosh, it has become a staple in my home. As you guys know, I have barbecues every single weekend, and I now pass ZBiotics out to everybody before we begin our barbecue because I want everybody feeling fresh and good in the morning after, you know, having a couple drinks with your friends.
Absolutely. And you know what's crazy? I had always tried ZBiotics for myself. I love it. But I recently gave it to my mom. My mom is not a big drinker at all, but she does love her wine. And I guess because she's not much of a drinker, like, she always feels bad the next day. ZBiotics was incredible for her. She loves it, which sucks for me because now I have to buy it all the time.
If you guys don't know, ZBiotics is a pre-alcohol probiotic drink, and it is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. And how it works is basically when you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in your gut. And it's basically a buildup of this byproduct, not necessarily dehydration, that's to blame for rough days after drinking. But this prebiotic goes in, produces an enzyme, and then breaks down that byproduct. And let me tell you, I don't know science or math or other subjects, but all I know is that ZBiotics works. It truly does. Everybody I've given it to has come back to me and said, wow, I actually could tell the difference. And the biggest difference being in my sister-in-law, Janice, who before never drank. And with ZBiotics, she's able to actually enjoy alcohol socially. And it's so nice.
Dude, she has to pop in a ZBiotics before we go to George's wine bar again. And and then she can have a Dole Whip mimosa. Totally fine.
It's gonna be so fun.
Just remember, guys, make sure to take your pre-alcohol as your first drink of the night, and then drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best the next day.
So if you guys want to try out ZBiotics for yourself, head over to zbiotics.com/jkpod and use the code jkpod at checkout for 15% off. And I know I've been using that code, let me tell you.
That's zbiotics.com/jkpod and use the code jkpod at checkout for 15% off.
And thank you so much to ZBiotics for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. I had to put on the screen of like, I don't feel this way anymore, because I have to say Trinity started off really slow for me. Like, her personality, I really love her. Like, I didn't get to see it in the beginning, and she seems super one-dimensional. Mm-hmm. Like, it felt like in the beginning that she, it might have been just honestly like really overwhelming of an experience and like being on camera and stuff, but now she is honestly like my favorite.
She's my favorite
girl. I adore Trinity. I think she is genuinely like so sweet to everybody there. Like, I think that she's just like a really good person. Mm-hmm. And the fact that she's giving Bryce so many chances when he's so not impressive in any way, shape, or form, but like, she's so sweet. Like, she just cares about him, you know what I mean? Even though that's not her type.
No, and like,
you know
what I mean? That's not what she would normally go for. I'm like, that's so me. I swear.
I know.
That was so cute.
But when he fucking went to go talk to Kata, and when he asked to pull her for a chat, and she's like, well, I was gonna make a grilled cheese. Like, oh no. Sir, you should have just turned around right there. Like, that should have been where you were like, actually, never mind.
While he was walking with Kata to like the Say Less section, I'm like, what does he think is gonna happen? Like, that's why I feel like this had to be like a producer telling him, like, why don't you pull Kata for a chat?
Okay, that's my theory. And I think that's a lot of people's theories, that the producers are like whispering in people's ears to do certain shit. And he just went for it, because it was so random and out of the blue. It made zero sense. I don't think he would have done that. I just feel like the humiliation of it all, like, he had to have known he was gonna get rejected. You got denied from the threesome, puppy. Like, do you not remember?
Like, literally night one, she rejected your ass. Night one. Yeah. Now that she has a genuine connection with Zach, you're gonna try? Puppy, are you crazy? Like, that's why it didn't make sense to me.
Now, sincere.
Okay. Let's talk about this bitch.
I am very frustrated, because I feel like it doesn't mean he's a bad person. I just think that he is doing too much, trying to not piss everybody off. And that is making him look like an evil fucking villain.
He is fucking liar, gaslighter, manipulator. He's such a liar.
There was just zero reason. And I understand he's like worried that Melanie's gonna like throw the baby out with the bathwater. And like, if he tells her like, yes, I am gonna, you know, pursue things with Sol, it's over with Melanie. And he like kind of doesn't want that to happen. But at the same time, you didn't need to say, I'm not gonna kiss her, and I want like no exploring to happen with that connection anymore. I'm completely done with that.
Yeah,
like
the way
you didn't have to say that.
He could have easily, like what Gabriel said, like, hey, you know, like I have a connection with you, and then, but like, I am attracted to Sol and I might want to explore the connection. People are like, oh, he didn't want to tell her because he's scared and Melanie's crazy, or Melanie, like, what? No, I'm sorry. Don't give me that fucking excuse.
Just like you guys hate me in the comments. Oh, you would fucking hate my guts if I was on Love Island, because I sent Kathleen this TikTok. I'll play it on screen right now.
You have no idea who you're with, because I'm a bigger bitch than Katrina. Katrina ruined the whole state. I will ruin your whole life.
Watch yourself.
I genuinely would be a psychopath, just because I feel like Love Island is psychological warfare. And that's why they don't give them a lot of alcohol, because if you add alcohol to that, it is so like not a normal human experience. And it's putting you through something, like me and Abby were talking about that. When you're dating somebody and you're just talking, you know that they could be talking to someone else. You don't have to watch them make out. You don't have to watch them walk right in front of you with somebody with a big ass
torture.
And big tits.
Torture.
That is torture. Like, literally kill me. Like, the comparison game, all of that shit has to be so grueling. I can't say that Melanie is, like, just an insane person. I think she is going through a lot in that fucking villa. God bless.
You have to be the most confident, not insecure person to be on that show. Like, I could never be on that show. I like,
you're Scorpio moon.
Oh,
you would stab someone.
About it. Even in the challenges,
yeah,
I'd be
it's
like,
horrible. No, I'd be so pissed. Like, why are you doing the challenge? Why can't we just, like, do the challenge, but forget about the kissing part.
Yeah.
Don't touch anybody.
And honestly, okay.
I would be the
worst.
What
Melanie did during the challenge was fucked up. And even at that moment, I was like, Melanie, she was the only girl that kept going. However,
she bothered me.
She bothered me. She was the only one that went back. Right now, I wish it would have literally like licked him from his fucking fat toe all the way up to the tip of his head so that fucking Sincere can see her do that. Because what she did during a challenge is nothing compared to the fucking 10 makeout sessions he's had with Sol outside of the damn challenge.
To tell Melanie, like, no, like, we're good, and I just want to be with you, and then immediately go with Sol and start like holding her hand, caressing her, it's insane. I'm sorry, that's fucking crazy.
They're around the fire pit and he tells Melanie, he's like, no matter what happens, like, me and you are gonna make it through this. We are gonna,
like, why are you saying
she
that
goes,
that's not true.
She stands up and Adriana asks him, and he's like, Oh, I'm excited to explore this connection with Soap. It didn't say shit.
Bro, I'm Melanie. Sorry. Yeah, no. He is honestly sending so many mixed signals on top of the fact that, again, you are having to watch somebody you really care about. I said this last time, but if me and Nassim were on the show and him and I connected so much in real life and I had to watch him do that shit, you would have wished you had Melanie in that villa, bitch. You would have wished, because I would have been excited. I would have burned the whole thing down.
And man,
like, genuinely.
That whole thing in general, that experience does make you super vulnerable. I was watching like a clip of season 6 when they're voting off Andrea and they all start sobbing hysterically. And like the top comment was like, this is what happens when you take somebody's phone away for 6 weeks.
No. And then on top of that, yeah, you can't talk to your best friends. You can't talk to your family. You're going to tell me
the part that was sent
and I can't talk to you guys. I can't be like, what the fuck is this person doing? Like, you need a fresh perspective. The only people you could talk to is the other people in the villa that possibly want your man too.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, no, no. It's
too much.
Horrible.
Yeah. No, it's definitely psychological warfare. And so we can't judge it like it's real life. I think me too, like, I am trying to apply too much real life shit to it because it is so unlike real life.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, people have overcome it and found each other and done
beautiful things. Look at Cordell and Serena. Cordell and Serena are the most perfect couple.
But I do think they're the exception, not the rule.
Yeah.
I do agree with that 100%. Now. Like, I think they're genuinely like a miracle. Like, Leah Miguel, a miracle.
A miracle.
You know what I mean?
Like, there are some people who are married with kids, but when you think back on how many couples throughout the entire 8 seasons of Love Island, you
way more without kids and love. Yeah.
Like, the chances are not very high. So, like, the fact that people willingly go on this show, I understand if you're going to meet a bunch of people and to make new friends and to maybe get a little famous. But, like, if you're on there for love,
yowza. It's gonna be hard.
I know.
It's gonna be hard. Know. And also, just for the record, my heart really broke when Soul started crying. Like, I felt that because I had realized how much, like, Melanie and them, they were excluding the fuck out of those two.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not your fault that you're brought in as a bombshell. Like, you are literally, that's your only choice.
No, and like,
that could have been reversed.
What is Soul supposed to do? Like, Sincere was the one literally put, like, okay, she's supposed to go in there and pull people for a chat, whatever. That's literally the name of the game. And Sincere was also gaslighting her, like, making her feel super special. So, of course, Soul, you know what I mean? Like, la pobre. Like, that poor girl.
No. And then, like, the double standards too. Like, yeah, Melanie did treat Kata bad in the beginning, like the very beginning, because of the chat and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But like, Kata was able to make friends in that villa. It really seemed like Sol and Jen were like ostracized, like, just like, go over there. So I did appreciate Kenzie going up to her and being like, I want you to know, like, you do have a friend here. Like, I understand why you're upset. I think that's really sweet, because that game and the whole fucking thing, it's just no joke.
No, it's
like,
not.
It genuinely, that place is no
going in as a bombshell is like the worst. Like, ugh.
And with one glass of wine a night, kill me.
I thought
kill
it was
me.
Two.
I'm gonna need a lot more than that. I think they can ask for a second one, but bitch, have you seen how much they fill them up? Two is one. Am I right?
Oh my god, that sucks. I would need it.
I would literally be like, listen, if you want me to stay on this island, get me a shot quick.
I was watching some girl on TikTok that was like on season 5 or something, like giving like a story time, and how she used to like look at the camera and be like, can I have another glass of wine or can I whatever? And they told her, like, if you do that again, we're going to kick you off the show.
Oh my God. Wait, I saw that.
They have like some intense like rules, which makes a lot of sense, honestly.
That is so funny.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they are really, really strict. Like, remember last season that Sierra got kicked off, and genuinely, they weren't allowed to react to that on television.
I know. I just have to pretend
like that was the most like weird lack of closure things for the audience. Like, how are you going to take someone off that's been here the majority of the season and then just tell the people, like, don't react to this, everything is done, and they just do it?
I know,
because they have
super,
to
super not weird. I mean, Leah has said it, like, the producers really do, like, they're like the little puppet masters.
Oh, 100%. I saw a casting director on TikTok talking about how Corbin is a producer's wet dream because he literally just does whatever they tell him to do.
Oh my God.
He's like, all right, you want me to ask for another kiss? Fuck, I'll do it. That's
literally
him.
Oh, shit. No, my favorite is when he's like, I fuck with her heavy. Like, that's his vocabulary. I fuck with her heavy. Oh my God. Like, for example, you don't think it was really, really weird and really crazy that, okay, last season when America recoupled Jeremiah with Iris and took Huda away from Jeremiah. I remember that she freaked out. She was like, what the fuck? That she got so pissed.
Yeah.
The people that were left, the Islanders decided who got voted off. They sent Charlie home or whatever. How come they didn't leave it up to the Islanders to see who went home, Beatriz, Melanie, or Corbin? I think it's because the producers did not want Melanie off that damn island.
I definitely don't think I think they want
not like
yet. She's like the drama.
The drama, the That's thing. They were they like, want. Yeah, right. If we let them choose, they're gonna choose to keep Beatriz because they love her more as like a friend, like all the people there.
But she's not super interesting TV.
So they were like, yeah, no, we're gonna let Corbin pick because he's obviously gonna pick Melanie.
Bro, Corbin needs to get the fuck up out of my villa. He, every time he gets on screen, I audibly go, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Like, I audibly say that. I was telling Kathleen, it's like the kid in class that can't read but always volunteers.
No, literally. You know what I mean?
Like, he just is so fucking annoying.
Literally. That's why I was like, why the fuck does Corbin get to choose again? And it was Gabby who brought that up. Like, bro, it's because Melanie is literally, like, fun TV. Why would they let the Islanders choose? Like, they'll just pick Beatriz, and I'm like, fuck, you're right. That's so true. I'm not gonna lie, like, I don't want Melanie to leave. Like, it is entertaining.
It is. It is. It is. It would be very boring without her. Yeah, it would. For the time being.
Just like Huda. Yo no soportaba a Huda, but like, take her off the show and it becomes boring.
I know. Anyway, we're a little toxic. We like toxic TV.
Yeah.
But anyway, guys, that's our Love Island rant for now. We're not gonna necessarily bring it up in every episode, but no promises, okay?
Yeah. I mean,
we're just having a good old time. This is only temporary for the summer.
Yeah.
Okay?
We might give you a Love Island update at the end of every episode for the summer. It's fun.
Anyway, lights, camera, smiles.
Sure. Okay. So I saw this pop up on my For You page, and I was like, this was literally me and Jesse in Joey's pool the other day. No, just kidding. God. It was 5 feet Joey's pool, but. This is literally me and Jesse in any pool.
Oh, no. First of all, Joey's pool was 3 feet.
No, I know. I said, no, just kidding. Joey's pool was 5 feet, but that's definitely
it's
us
a max
in a regular
of four,
pool.
Actually, I think. That's crazy.
I do like that Joey's pool is 4 feet all throughout it because, you know, it makes me feel nice and tall. But I saw that and I, like, died when I saw her in the her neck up to here.
Okay, mine is a sea lion that I thought was super cute.
Oh my god, I saw this. This little sea lion compilation. They're so weird. I love them.
It's like you if you were an animal, I think.
Give me the best scream. Whoever got the best scream. You are. I got you right here.
Hi, buddy.
They're just so cute.
They are so cute.
I want to own one.
Oh my god, really. I want a baby otter so bad.
I would die for one, but it just seems like I don't have the right habitat.
I know, that's the only reason I don't have one.
I know, but they're so cute the way they're on. They float on their bags. It's so fucking cute.
They're the most precious things I have ever seen in my life. Like, if it were up to me, I would have an otter, a possum, and a raccoon.
A possum?
They're so sweet.
Oh my god, have you ever seen that lady who gives her possums pedicures on YouTube?
No, I haven't.
Are you fucking kidding me? That's my next We Love the Internet. Remind me.
Oh my god. Wait, well, it's called Lights, Camera, Smiles.
Oh my god, Lights, Camera, Smiles. You see, guys, I'm doing too much filming. I forget what show I'm on. Well, anyway, if you made it to the end, we appreciate you very much. But that's all we've got. And as always, we will see you next week.
Oh, we won't.
JK. Bye.
Bye.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.